Okay, I'm here. Let's go. So who's up tonight?
I am. Just give me a minute.
Yo, let's get with the program.
Hold on. I'm almost done.
You kind of said that 5 minutes ago.
Done. Sorry. My grandmother's birthday's coming up, and I've been putting off writing that card for weeks.
How come?
I've been really busy. I do volunteer work at the library and at United Hospital. And, I just kind of forgot.
I hear ya. Why do today what you can put off till tomorrow?
No, it's never good to leave something undone. Because you never know if you're gonna get a chance to finish it.
Nothing so important that it can't wait.
That's not true. What if there was something really important that you had to do, but something big kept you from doing it?
Like what?
Like maybe death. Always say what you have to say and do what you have to do. Because if you don't, you might not get a second chance. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Room for Rent. Jessie Dixon was the kind of girl who liked to keep busy. She did a lot of volunteer work in town and took all sorts of odd jobs. Taking care of Mrs. Simpson's yard was one of them.
This is your heart line.
Sarah Simpson lived alone, and most people in town thought she was a little bit eccentric.
I see there are many obstacles keeping you from finding your true soulmate.
Grandpa Samuel. They were good buddies, so long as Jessie didn't track mud into the house or leave the windows open in the rain. Grandpa Samuel had been a little sick lately, so they moved his bed downstairs. That way, he wouldn't have to climb the stairs so much.
Aw, Gramps.
Come on now. Renting my old room out is the easiest way to bring in some money till I get back to work.
I don't want some stranger living in our house.
Well, it doesn't thrill me neither.
Grandpa.
No, but Grandpa's. Some things you just gotta do.
Come on, we're gonna miss the first part of the movie, and I hate missing the... Hey, you renting a room?
I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
It was so... when the zombie came to life.
Yeah, but the best was when the corpse started eating the people. Now, that's entertainment.
Whoa. What? I gotta pick up my loan money from Mrs. Simpson.
That place gives me the creeps.
So wait for me here.
Hello? Forget it.
I don't know.
She's a whack. Let's get out of here.
Come on.
two look like you've seen a ghost.
Bingo! We did! I saw it with my own eyes.
Wait, saw what?
A ghost!
Okay, what's the joke?
It's no joke. It came through Mrs. Simpson's ceiling and walked through the wall. Right through.
Mrs. Simpson? Well, that explains it. And what was the good lady doing when all this was going on?
Sleeping. Some kind of trance.
What were you two doing over there at this time of night?
We were coming home for the movies.
Double feature. The Dead Walk and The Dead Walk Again.
No wonder you two have let your imaginations run away with you.
No, this was real.
I think you two have been spending too much time over there. Sarah Simpson's crazy as a June bug. What with her palm reading tea leaves and mumbo jumbo.
But this wasn't.
Now look, I don't know what you two girls are trying to pull here, but it's not going to work. Not with me anyway.
I'm here about the room for rent.
Wonderful. Have a seat. What did you say your name was?
Browning. John Browning.
Have we met before? You look familiar.
No. I don't think so.
Cup of tea?
No, thank you. I don't drink tea.
I'm a coffee man myself. Doctors made me cut back. Heart condition.
You look healthy.
Oh, I am. I am. I just have to take it easy for a little while. You know, no lifting, no going upstairs. That's why we're renting out the room. It's a big room. It's furnished and it's got a good view.
It sounds ideal.
Oh.
Don't move.
Ah, Jesse, this is Mr. Browning. Would you show him up to the room, please?
Just like that? I mean, he just got here.
Now, Jesse, I'm a good judge of people. Everything's going to work out just fine.
I gotta go now. Come out of Mrs. Simpson's ceiling.
Oh, come on, Jesse. Making up stories isn't going to change anything. Now, we need the money so Mr. Browning stays, and I don't want to hear another word about it.
I didn't move.
He's here.
Who?
The ghost. He just rented our room.
Where are you going?
As far away from here as I can get.
What are you gonna do?
We are gonna go talk to Mrs. Simpson.
My ceiling? He came through my ceiling? Was it 9 o'clock?
Exactly. We heard the clock bong.
Then it worked.
What worked?
Well, I was doing a welcoming meditation for an event known in the psychic world as the opening.
The opening?
Yes. It happens at the 9th hour of the 9th day of the 9th month. It's an opportunity for the spirits to come back and to complete something they left undone in life.
Kind of like a second chance?
Precisely.
But they only have until midnight of the next full moon to complete their task.
Well, when's next full moon?
Tomorrow night.
That's not much time.
No, and what makes it even more difficult is that in spirit form, they have no physical power. So that in order to accomplish anything, they have to find a human body to inhabit.
Maybe you should come over and see this guy.
Oh, I don't think your grandfather would like that. Besides, I should stay.
Why?
Because the spirit must return through the same portal. He'll be back. And I want to be right here.
I can't hear anything.
It's 3 a.m. He's asleep.
Ghosts don't sleep.
Says who?
Everybody.
Yeah, will I sleep tonight?
You can't!
Wanna bet?
What happens if he tries to take over your body?
Then wake me.
Come on, let's get something to eat. That'll give you a second wind.
But I don't want a second wind. Ugh.
What's that?
Sleeping over again.
It doesn't want me, Alex. It wants Grandpa.
What?
Mrs. Simpson said it. A spirit has to take over a body to do what it came to do. We gotta warn him. Grandpa! Grandpa, wake up!
What's going on?
The ghost is after you!
What? What were you saying?
The ghost tried to take your body.
Oh, I don't believe this.
It's true! And we can prove it.
Oh. He's not even here. Ah! Two can play this game. Now, go back to bed, and no more games.
Maybe he is in the closet.
Same place I go every Sunday. The Legion Hall. Shouldn't be gone more than a couple of hours.
Well, at least he'll be safe there.
We gotta get help.
The ghost was trying to get into his body? This is wonderful.
No, it's not. We gotta stop him.
Can't you put a curse on him or something?
Oh, I'm afraid it doesn't work that way.
Grandpa's been sick. This thing might hurt him.
Jesse, you've got to see this. Recognize anybody?
Sure, that's Grandpa, Mrs. Simpson, and that's him. That's the ghost.
It can't be. That was my fiancé, Jacob.
You were going to marry a ghost?
Oh, heavens, no. We were going to get married right after the war, but...
But what?
But I fell in love with someone else. I was going to tell Jacob when he returned. But he never made it back.
Grandpa knew him?
Jacob and Samuel were in the Air Force together. During a mission, their plane was hit. Your grandfather ordered Jacob to put on a parachute and jump. The parachute failed. Jacob was only 20 years old. Your grandfather never should have done that.
That's horrible. It was Grandpa's fault Jacob died.
Unfinished business. An eye for an eye. He's come back for revenge.
I gotta get home.
Jesse, this time, I'm going with you.
Hello, Sarah.
Samuel?
Jacob, back from the dead. I agree he looks like Jacob, but really, where do you find this stuff? I always thought of you as a level-headed woman.
And what, may I ask, has keeping your feet planted firmly on the ground ever done for you, you old goat?
Well, at least I am not the laughingstock of the whole town.
What's with them?
I don't know. They can't spend 5 minutes together without fighting. I better break this up.
Too late. She's gone. Now what?
The ghost has to go back at midnight. All we have to do is protect Grandpa until then. I will love you forever, Sarah.
Grandpa and Mrs. Simpson?
Local boy dies during mission. You were supposed to watch him. Hello?
Jesse, why is your grandfather standing outside my house? Jesse?
We'll be right there.
What's going on?
I think the ghost got Grandpa. Come on!
Samuel?
I've missed you, Sarah.
Jacob.
Stay away.
I'm not gonna let you hurt my grandfather.
Your grandfather will live, but with my spirit, his will return to the light in my place. You and I can be together again, sweet Sarah.
Grandpa!
Jesse, don't. That's not your grandfather. Jacob, you can't do this.
He cheated me out of a life, Sarah. It's his fault that I died. It's only fair that I should live through him.
It wasn't his fault. He tried to save you. It's in his journal.
What journal?
Grandpa's journal. Listen. The engine caught fire, the cockpit filled with smoke. I gave the order to bail out, but we were missing one parachute. Only Jacob and I were left. He didn't know there was only one chute, so I lied and said I would follow him.
Jacob knew he wouldn't have gone, and I didn't want us both to die. I don't know how, but I landed the plane and survived. What unbearable agony it was to find that Jacob's chute failed and he was dead. It should have been me.
He tried to save you.
I didn't know.
Oh, Samuel.
Together again.
I'm sorry, Jacob. I never got the chance to tell you, but it was Samuel I really loved. And all this time, I hated him. It was something he never did.
Let him go. He was your friend.
Save him, just as he tried to save you.
I've always loved you, Sarah. Always. Thank you for me.
Grandpa!
Samuel, wake up!
What is it? Jesse, how did I get over here?
Are you okay?
I have no idea. Sarah, what is this?
I think it's a new start.
Grandpa Samuel and Mrs. Simpson renewed their love affair, proving that it's never too late for true love to be rekindled. The end.
Good story.
But it's sad. They lost so many years together.
They say nothing is ever lost. It just comes back in a different way.
I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.
And I've got to get this in the mail. Later.
Did you make you cry, Frankie?